KJAN Sports.
Time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, a few high school basketball games played last night around the area. In the Hawkeye 10 girls play, Red Oak beat Southwest Valley 71-51 from the Corner Conference. In girls action, Fremont Mills over South Page 62-33, and Lenox beat Stanton 43-26. In boys basketball last night, a couple of overtime matchups involving Hawkeye 10 conference teams. Southwest Valley beat Red Oak in OT 70-68, while Fremont Mills downed Clarinda in overtime 57-49. Also in the Corner Conference, Stanton a 66-26 winner over Lenox last night. The latest Associated Press high school boys basketball poll out yesterday afternoon sees Des Moines Hoover the new number one this week, with Iowa City West falling to number two. Des Moines North is ranked third in the big school class. In 3A, Mount Pleasant is number one this week, with Cedar Rapids Xavier number two. Last week's number one, Oskaloosa, falling into a tie for number two with Xavier. Glenwood is down a notch to number five in this week's poll. Also in 2A, Western Christian number one with Van Meter, and Western Dubuque 2 and 3. Trainer stays put at number four. In the small school class, it's North Lynn, Grandview Christian, and Remsen St. Mary's, the top three teams in the poll. Add senior forward Hans Brace to the list of injured at Iowa State. Cyclone coach Steve Prohm says Brace will miss Wednesday's game at seventh-ranked Texas Tech with a sore knee.
He's just beat up, you know, physically. He needs some time, and they just think the best course act with him is rest. So he'll travel with us, but he won't play against Tech or Oklahoma. And then we'll reevaluate him on Sunday.
Prohm says Brace just needs a week off to recover. Senior guard Nick Weiler Babb is still sidelined. He's missed the last two games with a knee injury.
You know, still hurting, still needs some time. And, you know, today he'll start his first day back on the floor, and it'll just be some light shooting. And so could be Saturday, but I would plan on Kansas would be my next. My best guess.
Iowa State is 3-7 right now in the Big 12 Conference. As his senior season begins to wind down, Reed Timmer is Drake's all-time leading scorer. The native of New Berlin, Wisconsin, scored 32 points in the Bulldogs' 78-68 win at Bradley on Saturday night.
For us to obviously win a game like that against a really good Bradley team, for Reed to perform individually the way that he did in that game, and then to break the record, what a phenomenal night for our team and for him. And, you know, his family was there, and it was a lot of fun.
That's Drake coach Nico Medved. Timmer is averaging nearly 19 points and shooting 44% from three-point range for a Drake team that is 13-12 overall. The Bulldogs had a total of 14 wins in the last two seasons combined.
Reed is just the epitome of a true student athlete, you know, exactly what we, you know, aspire our kids to be like here at Drake. And so it was a special night, and glad he was able to do it and to do it in that fashion, and glad that I just, you know, have an opportunity to coach him here for this 1 year, a short period of time, because he's been a lot of fun to coach.
The Bulldogs are 7-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference, and they'll visit league leader Loyola on Wednesday night. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson wants to see improved defense Wednesday night when the Panthers host Bradley. Indiana State shot a blistering 62% in the second half in Saturday's 77-66 win over the Panthers in Cedar Falls.
You know, they drove it at us, and they turned the corner on us a number of times. We had some plays where, you know, we were in front, and we reached and took ourselves out of position, and that forced a help situation, and Indiana State did a good job of moving it to an open shooter.
Panthers are 3-9 so far this season in the Valley. It was another big offensive performance by Oklahoma freshman Trey Young, but another conference loss for the 17th-ranked Sooners. Young was 4 of 10 from three-point range and finished with a game-high 32 points in a 75-73 loss to number 19 West Virginia last night. Oklahoma absorbed its first loss of the season as they dropped to 6-5 in the Big 12 Conference. No change among the top three in the latest Associated Press men's basketball poll, where number one Villanova is followed by Virginia and Purdue. The Wildcats picked up 48 of 65 first-place votes. Cavaliers got 16. The Boilermakers got the other. Michigan State is fourth, followed by Xavier, Cincinnati, Texas Tech, Auburn, Duke, and Kansas. The Blue Devils fell five spots after their shocking loss to St. John's last weekend. Iowa's 2018 football recruiting class came to a close Monday night. They got some pretty good news in the form of Jaden McDonald's commitment. The Georgia three-star linebacker committed to the Hawkeyes. He had offers from Kansas State, Ole Miss, and Purdue, and he was originally committed to Rutgers. McDonald is one of four linebackers in the class and one of 21 overall. He's the second linebacker commit in the last 4 days after in-state player Logan Klimp pulled the trigger and committed to the Hawkeyes last Friday. Well, Matt Patricia is the new head coach of the Detroit Lions after spending the last six seasons as the Patriots' defensive coordinator. Patricia was on Bill Belichick's staff for 14 seasons, much of that while Lions general manager Bob Quinn was part of New England's personnel department. Former head coach Jim Caldwell was fired last month after the Lions missed the playoffs despite a 9-7 record. Detroit was 8 games over .500 under Caldwell. Police say a man being held in a suspected drunken driving crash that killed Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson has twice been deported from the U.S. Indiana State Police said Monday that 37-year-old Manuel Orego Zavala is a citizen of Guatemala and gave officers a fake name following the Sunday accident. Investigators say he's in the U.S. illegally and was deported in 2007 and 2009. He remained in the Marion County Jail on Monday. Police say the 26-year-old Jackson and 54-year-old Jeffrey Monroe were standing outside their car along Interstate 70 in Indianapolis when they were hit and killed by a pickup truck being driven by Orego Zavala. Police say they believe Orego Zavala was intoxicated and driving without a license. Police say they're working with prosecutors on potential criminal charges. The Saints have released defensive tackle Nick Fairley with a non-football illness designation. He missed all of the 2017 season because of a heart condition and will have to use the grievance process or legal action to receive any more money from a four-year extension he signed last year. Had Fairley remained on the roster this season, his 2018 salary and roster bonus would have been worth $5 million. An estimated 103.4 million people watched the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. And that's the smallest audience for television's biggest yearly event since 2009. The Nielsen Company says viewership was down from last year's audience of 111.3 million. The all-time record for Super Bowl viewing was 114.4 million for the Seattle-New England game in 2015. The NFL's viewership has been down this season, and so has television watching in general. That decline came despite a thrilling game that was competitive from beginning to end. Meanwhile, the post-game episode of This Is Us was seen by 27 million people. That's the most watched entertainment program after the Super Bowl in 6 years. The Houston Astros have avoided salary arbitration with their World Series hero. Outfielder George Springer has accepted a two-year, $24 million package that allows him to remain eligible for arbitration again after the 2019 season. Springer batted .283 with 34 homers and 85 RBIs in 2017, his fourth major league season. The 28-year-old Springer homered in each of the last four games in last year's Fall Classic as the Astros captured their first championship. He tied a World Series record with five home runs while hitting .379 with seven RBIs against the Dodgers. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do that. That's their motto. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.